What about side effects and tolerability?
It was actually pretty tolerable for the adjuvant setting. It was minimal side effects. There was no difference in grade 4 toxicity and about 1% for each group. And there was only about a 3% difference in grade 3 toxicity, 6 versus 9%. And we saw the common things like arthralgia, myalgia. Interestingly, there was no significant difference in fractures. There were 28 fractures in the exemestane versus 20 in the placebo. Numerically, there was a difference, but not statistically significant. And we looked at that 6 months after unblinding, and at that point, actually, not many people had crossed over. So it was essentially almost a pure comparison. One of the reasons that I think we got this result is, even though we unblinded the study in October of 2003, by the time investigators and patients were notified, and usually patients will come in the next appointment and they told them that now we can offer you exemestane, about 68% of the patients switched within 6 to 12 months. And another 20% of the patients or so switched from 12 to 18 months. So some of them were still in the original randomized arm until they got to the point of switching.
There was, you know, a few years ago some hope that maybe exemestane was going to be bone sparing, and it seems like that really has kind of gone out the window. What is your take on it at this point?
Obviously, there's difference in structure and mechanism of action, but at the end of the day, exemestane lowers estrogen levels as much as anastrozole or letrozole. And when you look at all the AI trials, I think you'll be hard-pressed to say that one AI is different than another, the third generation ones, of course, in terms of safety and efficacy. I think in the same setting, different AIs perform very similarly.